Avodas El Shir number 5. Continuing our study of the narrative of Elazar ben Dedayo in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara describes how he placed his head between his knees, Haniach Roishoi Bein Birchov, and wept with such intense remorse until his soul departed. His teshuvah reached the ultimate level of Mesiras Nefesh, self-sacrifice, to the point that his physical soul left his body. In the same sugya, regarding the severe sin of Minos, Aprikarsis, and Avodah Zarah, the Gemara cites a verse in Mishlei 2:19, Kol be'eho lo yeshuvim le'yasigu erchois chayim. All who go to her shall not return, neither shall they attain the paths of life. So the Gemara asks a very sharp question. If the verse states that they will not return, meaning they didn't do tshuva, it's obvious that they will not attain the paths of life, le'yasigu erchois chayim. Why does the pasuk say both? The Gemara answers that the pasuk means even if they do return, if they do tshuva, they will still not attain the paths of physical life because they'll die shortly after if they do a real tshuva. Rashi explains that if individuals who succumb to apikarsis and avodah zarah and become connected to it, when they finally break away and repent, they end up dying because of out of intense pain and grief and the sheer strain of overpowering and conquering their yetzer hara. Rashi notes that this is a special divine decree, a gezeira. Even anyone who repents from Minos, Apikarsis, and Avodah Zarah must die. The Gemara then asks, is it only someone who is separating from Apikarsis who dies? Look at Elazar ben Dedayo. He also died, but he was separating from Zanus, from immorality, and he also died. The Gemara answers that because Elazar ben Dedayo was so deeply connected and involved in his sins, his attachment was equivalent to apikarsis. Maharal explains why a person deeply attached to sin must undergo physical death to achieve complete tshuva. Number one, entanglement of the soul. When an individual develops an extraordinary deep bond with an avera to the point that it becomes bound to their entire essence, standard tshuva, while maintaining physical life, cannot fully separate them from the sin. Number two, complete detachment. Only through total detachment to physical life, dying through Mesiras Nefesh, can the Avera be completely uprooted, allowing the soul to return cleanly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number three, the only pathway. For someone whose entire existence has become entangled with sin, their singular method to achieve Tshuva Shalema, complete repentance, is through total Mesiras Nefesh. Rechai Velazhiner, in Dirshas L'Slichos on Yom Yahweh Navi, extracts a universal obligation binding upon every Jew from the story of Elazar ben Dedayo. Every individual who engages in tshuva is required to do so with Mesiras Nefesh, has to sacrifice. This is the deeper meaning of the verse in Devarim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis, 32, V'shavto ad Hashem leikecho, and you shall return to Hashem your God. Skipping the middle of the pasuk, it says, V'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho, with all your heart and with all your soul. Even if the process of tshuva demands extreme physical strain of surrendering things that one desires, a person is halachically and spiritually obligated to sacrifice them to return to Hashem. Why is a person expected to go to such an extreme length, even sacrificing physical comfort or life itself for tshuva? Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar 1, Oyis 10, uncovers the true definition of human life to answer this. The singular value and purpose of a person's life is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and possess Yir Shamayim. If an individual finds himself in a state of spiritual distance, richuk, and lacks Yir Shamayim, they must ask themselves, Mizeh lama lichayim? From this, why do I need to live? A physical life devoid of closeness to Hashem lacks true purpose. Therefore, surrendering physical desires, comfort, or even life itself to restore one's connection to Hashem is logical, because spiritual closeness is the true essence of living. Summary of our mindset. Tshuva demands sacrifice, Mesiras Nefesh. True tshuva requires a willingness to give up comfort, habits, and strong physical desires to reconnect to Hashem, with uprooting habitual sin. When an avera becomes routine, breaking free requires an extraordinary surge in self-sacrifice. Physical life has no genuine value without Kirvas Elkim, without closeness to Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and fear of Hashem. Have a wonderful evening.